Now, back to Tony and Casey's Best of Food and Wine on CIAL 650.
Welcome back to the Best of Food and Wine. I'm Tony Gismondi.
I'm Casey Wilson.
Our next guest is our old friend Vikram Bidge. He's at the ferry terminal. I think he's dancing outside in the warm air. How are you, Vikram?
I'm namaste, everybody. I'm not quite dancing yet. I will be requiring a little bit of delicious BC wine in order to start dancing.
Uh-huh. I'm sure we could arrange that.
Absolutely. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. A lot going on in my life. You know, I love, traveling. I love showcasing Indian food.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to Victoria and cook food at somebody's house, but it is actually a fundraiser called Power to Be.
And oh, wow.
They invited me to come and cook, and it's for the young kids. And, you know, I feel that after all these years, if somebody has helped me in giving me a helping hand, it's time to, you know, contribute back to the society and hopefully help young kids who need a little bit of guidance sometimes,
sure.
A little bit of assistance sometimes to guide them and put them in the right tracks. So there's this charity is in Victoria, and I'm going to go and cook and raise funds for this charity.
Vikram, we've talked many times about styles of Indian food. I'm wondering if you're happier today than maybe you were 20 years ago with Indian food in Vancouver. Has it progressed or not? Because often your food is considered to be so different than the other Indian food.
You know, not only I'm happier, I'm actually over the moon. I love the fact that so many people have now traveled to India, have broadened their horizons, and now they come back to me and ask me, is this food from Jaipur? Is this food from Delhi? Is it from Bombay?
Yeah.
20 years ago, people were like, is this Indian? Is this Chinese? Is this Canadian?
Yeah.
And now we've changed our way to say, whoa, 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 I understand it's Indian, but I want to know which part of India and what spices you're using and what kind of wine are you going to pair with it? So I feel so honored and privileged that we as Canadians have reached a point where we have not only allowed diversity in cuisines, but accepted it with love and with a lot of passion. And I think that, to me, is a great testament of the nation we live in.
It is. And you're probably the biggest success story in the city with the restaurant. It's just been incredible. And, of course, you've had people from all over the world, and they have to line up, Vikram.
You know, to be honest with you, Casey, I am not the success. The success are my women who work in the kitchen, who roast the spices, who grind the spices. Success is Miru, whose food has been accepted, and these different permutations and combinations has been accepted. Success is my front of the house staff that puts their heart and soul in serving that hot cup of chai or a little bit of a ginger lemon drink or even a great British Columbian wine. I think that to me is a success.
And
personal success to me of Vikram Vidge doesn't really matter. I'm just another human being. I really feel humbled and touched that I have a team of Mike Bernardo's and Jay Jones that put so much effort and love in their creativity.
And I think the only kitchen in the city with a female staff, all female.
Yeah, that tradition of that I had promised my auntie who died in a car accident to say that we will stick to an Indian kitchen, has upheld itself quite well. And to be honest with you, in the last 23 years, I've never needed another kitchen person because I've never lost a kitchen person.
Wow.
So the respect, the love, passion that it has. It's like this village has not lost an old soul. I think the only person that's going to be lost is going to be me because, you know, they're going to say, okay, enough is enough. We don't even need you in the kitchen anymore. We can run this whole kitchen by ourselves. So it's great. It's a testament to Miru and her team in the kitchen.
Mm.
Do you consider yourself more of a restaurateur or a chef?
You know, you cannot be a restaurant owner or a restaurateur without being a chef or without having some experience of either the front of the house or the back of the house. So I think my classic training is obviously being a chef. So I'm a chef for of my shanti, you know, and creativity flows into vijis and rangoli. But I'm also a restaurateur, you know, restaurant owner or restaurateur or a business person that is dabbling in lots of different things, you know, whether it's the vijis chips or whether it's basmati rice. Broadening your horizons is, for me, the most important part, but within the Indian food realm. So nothing would I do outside of it. I would never go out and buy real estate land in order to develop it. I would spend my money on myself. I've always believed that I'm the horse that knows how fast I can run in the run in a race, and so I call myself actually a chef that has become a restaurant owner and passionate business person.
And you trained in Europe. If you had to go back, would you change that?
It's funny because I just had this conversation with the owner of the hotel where I was working. He was at Vijay's in Austria, from Austria, at Vijay's for dinner. And he was all very elegantly dressed because he's a Relais and Chateau property, which is an expensive property. And they went to, you know, some of the other properties on the island. And he asked me the same question. He says, would you change that element of learning? And I would say no. Because, you know, I'm like a great Canadian kitchen knife. You know, I was forged in India. I was beaten and, you know, and hardened in Austria. But I was shaped and sharpened in Canada. So I'm a great Canadian kitchen knife.
Wow.
I would never want to say that I should have learned somewhere else. The only regret that I have is that because of my visa at the time and being an Indian, I was only allowed to work only for 6 months in, you know, in France or in Germany or in Switzerland or anything else. I would have loved to spend a little bit more time in some of the places and work with some of the chefs who were guiding me, who knew that I had it, but after 6 months, they knew they were going to lose me, so they wouldn't push me into a higher role because they knew that I was there only for 6 months, and that is what my only regret is, that I wish I had spent a little bit more time and not constantly worrying about, like, oh, I got to change, because that was almost, you know, 6 years or 7 years in living in Europe, that every 6 months I needed to change my visa or my job, basically.
Vikram. That's life, buddy. Listen, the weather's warm. It's going to be a beautiful weekend on the coast, and I'm wondering what local wine would you suggest people be sipping on this weekend? One of your current favorite white wines, perhaps?
You know, I am a big, big, big fan of obviously BC wines that come from you know, our backyard. There's something that I tasted the other day which I loved and which is true to my heritage. It's from Singletree. It's in Abbotsford. It's actually called Gruner Veltliner, which is an Austrian grape.
Yep.
I had a, you know, very unique flavor to it. It tasted delicious. Was it a perfect match with my Indian food? No. But as far as complexity is concerned, for example, I think Lake Breeze does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
You know, I think Poplar Grove does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
I think Jouar does a great job. You know, and you know, Clos de Soleil, for example, I had the other day, which was a Semillon Sauvignon Blanc blend,
yeah,
and absolutely loved it. And, you know, I paired it with another food. And in October, I'm going to do a dinner at my shanti, and it's going to be cooking with our local sturgeon fish.
Yep.
And using the whole sturgeon from Divine Caviar, and actually pairing it with beer. It'll be fish and chips and beer with Indian food. I want to create something different and unique. Very British, obviously. So you might start off with a local BC gin and then end up with having local BC beers and maybe some wines with it and having a lot of sturgeon fish, different curries.
Vikram, what's the best compliment you've ever received?
I was just invited by our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on July 1st to give a speech to to the nation. And I went on July 1st. I gave a speech, and I was so touched to meet Bono on the back stage. And I looked at him and I said, "Can I touch your feet? Because you're such a humanitarian." And he allowed me to touch his feet, and he gave me a little bit of a hug. But at my speech, when I was giving a speech, my greatest compliment was, I said that now that we are 150 years old, let's make sure that no Métis person, no Inuit person, no indigenous person, no LGBTQ person, no Muslim person should ever be discriminated for either their beliefs or their caste or their creed. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was there, and Charles was there. And it was just a beautiful moment for me to be, being in Ottawa on the Parliament Hill, giving a speech to 40,000 Canadians, and to just stand there and listen to it. I had such tears in my eyes. I was just crying. My daughter was there, and just the feeling of being in Ottawa 150 years was just the most incredible experience. And it rained like crazy that day. It looked like somebody had taken a bucket of water and said, "I am going to dump it on the Parliament grounds," because we were soaked. And the Canadian spirit was out there. People were out there. We were dancing out there in the slush. And nobody cared, what kind of car they drove or what color they were. There were people from Syria. There were people from such different parts.
Yeah.
And it was just to quintessential Canada, and the speech and meeting Bono at the back, was my highlight. And to me, that was the greatest compliment I have received in a really long time.
Vikram, we love catching up with you, and I love your recommendation for the weekend, the Singletree Gruner Veltliner, $17.30. So it's practically a giveaway by winemaker Andrew Etzel. Have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us today on the Best of Food and Wine.
Namaste. I'm touched and humbled.
Namaste. Back at you, buddy. Vikram Vij, of course, the man behind Vijs and Rangoli, was our guest. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're flying high, 35,000 feet, with Air Canada. One man to overthrow.
This is Tony and Casey's Best of Food and Wine on Smooth and Easy, Sea Isle 650.